besides Happy New Year?
Yeah, sure.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you can see each other.
It's whoa, yeah, this one ain't on.
Retarded.
Should I take off my hat or
keep it? Hey, guys, that's sorry. Cool.
Do you want it on?
No, yeah. Well, so I want to see. I want to see. Right? I want to see straight.
Oh, no, it looks worse. So,
we can all shift this way. I like this too. Hey guys, welcome to Fair One with Shane Gillis, Tommy Pope, and our friend Pedro Salinas today.
You. I don't know whether to lean in or not.
You can lean in, man. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for
lean
having
in.
Pedro, we got Hispanics on here.
Yes, dude. Sure. Yes, dude.
I'm not the first Hispanic person you've had on. Am I?
No.
No, we got a bunch of Hispanics. Dorian Vasquez.
Yeah, Dorian.
Oh, okay.
Salinas.
Okay. I mean,
the names, dude.
Yeah. You are all middle infielders of Fair One.
Is that the I don't follow baseball?
It's
so
a baseball that, joke. Yeah.
Well, no, I know it was a baseball joke, but is that the tip? That's not typically the position.
Yeah. Dominicans, though. Dominicans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about what's his name? Yasiel Puig. He's not a.
He is Puerto Rican. Isn't Yasiel Puig?
I think he's Cuban.
Cuban. Yeah. Yes, he's Cuban.
Yeah. Dominicans play middle outfielder.
Middle infield. That's shortstop and second base. Oh, okay. This is a fucking hell of a start to the new year, man.
Don't break him down too critically.
Last time we saw each other.
You were like,
I could have been a professional baseball player if only I had. You're like really drunk. You're like, dude, I could have made it, man.
Was this when I was 13?
No, this was like a year ago. We were in the helium green room. You're like, fuck.
First of all,
if only I had.
A foot and a half.
Oh, that hurts.
It was just funny.
What are you opening with a dickhead statement?
No, that's fuck. Good for him, dude.
That's not as funny. I thought it was like,
you come out swinging.
Tommy's an athletic guy.
It's a new year, and it's a fucking new him.
I thought it was funny. I don't know.
It sucks to ever hear somebody be like, I could have made it.
Dude, I mean, obviously it wasn't fucking real. I know I'm not shit.
No, but you were like drunk, and it kind of felt real.
Yeah, well.
It was like the part, you were drunk enough where you were like, you know what?
If I was in a helium green room, it was real. Well, I am
a
professional sports player, no matter what the sport is, in a fucking green room. I dominate sports among comics.
I feel like dads usually
dominate. Domination.
If dads care about this, they usually think their sons could have made it into some league.
Are you talking still? I'm talking to Tommy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Christ. Pedro?
Yeah,
Pedro
it.
Coming out hot. I like this.
Aggressive.
No.
So say other things Tommy was being a douche about.
No, you were being, it was very entertaining. And I was like, you know what, Tommy, I think you could have been. I was supporting you, man.
I can't tell. Like, I don't know if this is real or not. Like, I hope it is. I hope I was dead serious about becoming a professional baseball player.
Well, I don't know what was going on in your mind when you said that, but when I was there, it felt like you believed it.
Was I shirtless and
you were
swinging a fake bat?
Sure.
Dude, that story about Pat Barrel, he would have sex with women and then swing a fake bat on top of the bed. This is like, that was like his M.O.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's incredible.
It's like Jeter. Jeter used to give him a fucking
gift bag. Gift bag, yeah.
Gift bag on the way out.
He would sign a baseball.
It's pretty crazy.
Are
you guys going to have moves like that when this climbs to the top?
You mean when I get to fucking the MLB, dude? Is that what you're talking about? When I make it?
I don't know. When you win the Mark Twain Award in comedy. Whatever the top of comedy is.
Did Mark Twain play baseball?
Yeah.
I bet he did.
Yeah, you probably could.
Big back then.
Old we could
whack
baseball
something.
Where
whack something around. Yeah, yeah.
Hit each other's knees and
you
shit.
You play sports at all?
A little soccer when I was younger, but not serious.
You're a tall dude. What are you? How tall are you?
6'4".
Damn. Really?
I was a clumsy basketball player when I was like 10, and then we were like, don't make him do that again. And then I played like soccer, and then I stopped. Because all the soccer players were douches.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. American soccer players are fucking gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it goes crew. Lacrosse, then soccer.
You rank soccer? Oh, going down.
Going down.
Oh, okay.
I put lacrosse above crew.
Crew, have you, dude?
Crew's a nightmare.
Ooh.
Crew is a nightmare.
I think I have more experience just because of the Kelly Drive.
Sure.
Growing up around Kelly Drive, you get like you get close to these Ivy League crew kids.
Yeah.
Holy, they all come from money more than tennis.
Yeah, not a very blue collar sport.
No,
yeah.
And they are motherfuckers.
Right. It's like is Armie Hammer and The Social Network? Is that
They're crew guys. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, all the crew guys I knew in high school were douches.
You had a crew team in high school?
Yeah, I mean, we had a douchey high school, too. I went to Lower Marion. Do you guys know?
Yeah, Kobe.
Dude. Wait,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
Wait, so you're from Philly? You're from Philly area?
Well, I'm from the main line. So.
Oh, God. So you're a Hispanic Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you half Jew?
Yeah, my mom's Jewish.
I fucking knew it.
Oh, yeah. You guys are nailing. You checking all the.
You
boxes
can't get to Lower Merion unless you're half Jewish, dude. That's
I don't think they're. I knew like. I knew another Pedro, and he was Puerto Rican. That was it. There were like two Puerto Ricans, and then there was me, and then there was no one else.
You've got an interesting background.
Tell us.
Born in France, moved to Philly. Well, just mainline, and then I don't know. What else do you think is interesting about it?
I don't know.
That's super
French
interesting.
Hispanic Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't have a very interesting life though. I just
You do? What are you talking about?
You wouldn't be here if you didn't, pal. Yeah. What are you disrespecting?
All right, yeah. Listen, I don't want to disrespect.
What are you talking about?
Your booking. I don't know. Well, yeah. What do you want me to talk about, Shane? What do you want me to say? That's it.
Nothing. I like. I think.
I think I have an interesting mind, but I don't have like a ton of stories. When I'm sitting around, people are like, "Oh, when I was 16, I." Broke window, whatever people, do when they're, I didn't have a crazy, like, childhood, I didn't, like, do anything crazy.
Do you ever finger someone?
Yeah, a couple times.
All right,
exactly two.
There.
Did you ever break a window fingering someone?
No, I didn't do it that hard.
Did you ever, when's the last time you cummed?
New Year's Day.
What's today?
The second, so I'm doing pretty well.
You're all doing good stuff.
Did you guys come in the
Actually,
new year yet?
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
What we should do is track your cums. Track your cums.
That's a great app.
Yeah, because
let's get a cum tracking app.
Can we start
is that
tracking
out there?
These?
Yeah, we can do that.
Can
you
track cums? Because
we're 2 days in. Yesterday, how many crumbs did you get?
Yesterday. That doesn't count, though, because New Year's Eve was a long night.
I heard.
You did?
Yeah, I mean, I was on the couch till 8 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I heard you were banging them off at fucking 6, 7 a.m.
Tracker's up there. Tracker's wow. Tracker's high.
Like 8 cums?
Like professional cum level. Yeah, I'm going to be a pro cummer.
Okay.
One day, Pedro. One day I'm going to be a pro cummer.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
Starting after you went to sleep on New Year's Eve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So technically, it was New Year's Day, but those don't count, right?
Right.
Now. Those don't count?
We're not going to count them for now, because I don't think they're trackable.
So you're saying PM last night.
Unless you remember how many crumbs you got off after the ball drop.
Hell no.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not going to count those.
Wow.
We're going to start after you fell asleep.
And then woke up.
Yes.
Post-nap crummer.
Yes.
New Year's Eve crummer.
Yes. What are you thinking?
Not too many. That's because I was... My bird was...
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
all smoker's cough, bird. Yeah.
Not too many still sounds like a lot.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
No, I
got to explain this to every guest. He comes like 5 times a day.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. It was I over under since that, like today.
Let's try to get it as accurate as possible because I'd really like to track.
We have so many different ways of counting now. That's like it's supposed to be an insane number.
I'd say 2 days,
the last 2 days, including today.
No, only like 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think that's the number, 6?
Yeah, because I had 3 in today. I can imagine, you know, I woke up at like 5, 6. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We got 6 crumbs.
Right, 6 crumbs.
Go and write that down.
Oh, you mean for the new year, for 2019?
I'd like my
you
New Year's my
crumb
New
tracker.
My New Year's resolution is to count how many times Tommy has ejaculated.
I like that it's January 2nd and you've already lost count. Maybe 6? Come on.
Well, now that I know there's a crumb tracker.
Yeah, now we got the crumb tracker.
Let's just say 6 for
we're gonna start with 6.
For posterity. We'll
for crumb's,
say 6.
For crumb's sake.
How about you, Shane? How many times so far?
I'm actually...
You're up there.
Yeah, I got 3.
That's great.
Yeah,
good start.
Since I woke up after New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it'll be like that catcher's mitt race on the Jumbotron at the baseball game.
Doubled my lead. Dude.
We got a nice little spectrum here. 1 to 3. Yeah, it's nice.
And only got 1 off?
Yeah.
Was it by accident?
No.
Sneeze?
I had sex with my girlfriend New Year's Day, and then
great.
You know,
yeah.
We are counting sex crumbs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If we're not just because otherwise I'm at 2. I got 1 sex crumb.
Oh, I thought you were talking about all crumbs.
Yeah,
all
crumbs.
Oh. I got to adjust the work here. Yeah.
All crumbs.
All crumbs. Yeah, no, 1. All yeah. Crumbs. I have
adjusted crumb?
No, just 1 still, just 1. Even with the solo.
Wow.
Well,
nice.
Here's the scoreboard as it stands.
Look at that.
Damn, I didn't feel bad about it, and now
you
I
kind of
do.
You boys had some resolutions back there, huh?
Yeah, I should jack off more.
Yeah? Crickets in the punch in the booth.
I didn't
make
it to this
Hell yeah.
this chart yet. So,
anyway, Pedro, we should have warned you. You never know. You started this. This is your fault.
I don't even know what I started.
Yeah,
you started
face.
Talking about jerking off, and that's true. Me and Tommy tried to not talk about that on this.
Sorry, yeah.
No, show we have a jerk off
portion. Uncouth energy.
But no, this is good. I do want you to try to make an effort to
lesson.
Yeah, till next week. Not lesson. I'm saying just
count it.
Remember. Yeah.
That's going to be a problem because I'm going to, every time I'm going to beat off, I'm going to think of you going, no. You promised me you count them. I'm going to see that fucking face.
You can do it.
All right.
Put a note in your phone.
Yeah.
Put a note in your phone.
Note in your phone. Yeah. Moses Malone is my favorite hometown hero.
Put a note in your phone back home. All right. My New Year's resolution. I didn't want to call it that. So all these my friends were talking about this keto diet.
Can I tell you that before you start, I walked in and I've never seen, usually in the afternoon, Shane and I live together, and usually in the afternoon when I come home, he'll be playing a video game or doing work or whatever. And this was a consistent voice coming from the screen. He doesn't watch anything long term unless it's like a movie that we all lock into. And it was educational. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you watching?
Is it Jordan Peterson?
It's about the keto diet.
It's about the keto. And that's how I knew he meant it.
Yeah, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
Today, I've only eaten 4 chicken thighs. This diet's fucking tough.
By the way, can we call Crummers chicken thighs from here on out? Yeah. Can we change that on the board?
So,
chicken thighed twice last night.
Have you heard of this thing? It's related to keto diets. It's bulletproof coffee.
Yes. It's the milk butter.
Yeah, yeah. Unsalted butter in coffee.
Yeah, Rogan was big on that.
Dude, you can just make it yourself.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Blend that shit.
Yeah, you have all the ingredients at home, except for coffee.
Make sure it's unsalted, because if it's salted, it'll taste terrible.
Work ethic's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Actually,
also, hasn't that already been, taken down, in terms of...
Debunked? Well, yeah. It hasn't been debunked in terms of being delicious.
Yeah.
It's just, extremely heavy cream, but in terms of actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was good things.
These people seem pretty confident.
I think it only helps if you are in ketosis.
Yeah.
That's the term, where if whatever that means, when you're burning, I don't know what that means.
It means your body stops metabolizing carbs and sugars. It just goes, just uses fat.
Because when you're in that Super Saiyan mode of ketosis, then when you drink bulletproof coffee, it's even better. But if you are not in ketosis, then it just makes you fat.
True.
There's a good chance I could gain about 30 pounds.
We're just waiting for it to burn off.
Yeah.
Start growing horns.
Butter in my coffee. I don't know.
I'm telling you. No bread, no sugar.
No cummies.
I'm going to come.
Do you have a weight loss goal, or you just want to do it?
Nah, I'm just going to see what happens. Yeah. I'm going to also try not to drink in January.
How's that going so far?
Two for two.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So far. I got a show Friday night. That's going to be tough.
It's hard.
You got to cheat on show nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I do shows.
A little bit.
I do shows a lot. A
couple drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was.
No, I mean, like a bigger show instead of a showcase.
Yeah. I was thinking if it's a show, I can have two.
Yeah.
One before, one during.
Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot.
You should.
I've been fucking boozing and...
I don't drink anymore.
You don't?
No, yes.
Not at all? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll slow down with you.
Do you have any substance goals for the new year?
No. Yeah. No, just my checkbook is not good, so I can't afford to go out drinking.
I'm excited for next week when I'm sitting on here just with a baguette and a 12-pack. I tried. I gave it my best.
Yo, fuck keto.
I like the baguette,
keto,
though. A refined touch. Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to fall off this diet, dude, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah, but I feel like our house would be in line with that type of diet.
Is it just you two, or is it anyone else?
We got one more guy.
Another comic who drinks / indulges in vices.
He just eats all day long.
Okay.
Yeah, he boosts a bunch. He's
kind of skinny fat, but he also
fat boy slim is what I call him. He's got a dad. He's the quintessential dad bod.
I'm just saying, when you have roommates who are indulging in things that you're not trying, I think it makes it harder.
Oh, of course.
Around and it's fun and it's
he drinks whiskey and I'm not. I don't sit and sip whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I never drink when you guys are sipping.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a beer guy, right?
Yeah.
You don't even drink wine either.
I don't really. If I drink wine, I drink it like just fill up a cup and chug it.
Yeah, yeah.
Drink everything like it's light beer.
Yeah.
So no matter, like, I got to drink light beer. Otherwise, like, we'll go out and he'll be drinking IPAs. I'll be like, I'll drink what he's having. Mm-hmm. Fucked up, dude. Yeah. I just chug IPAs.
Well, they're so good.
They are good.
Yeah, so you can, like, chug them.
He's built for it. He just crushes IPAs.
Well, it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah.
A lot of blacking out.
You can handle. You're like a functioning alcoholic, though.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's the nicest thing
you're
to
not
say.
Shane, you
no,
you...
if I'm drunk, this is it's shitty. I'm shitty. I also, the hangovers is what's killing me.
Yeah,
the anxiety and depression off these hangovers.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, nonstop
nightmare. Plus, yeah. I'm fat enough. I'm got to be getting close to diabetes.
No. No, dude. That's.
I feel like diabetes is more diet related, not.
My diet
related.
Is crazy. I had a tray of fried chicken yesterday.
From where?
And mac and cheese. It's nuts.
You just made yourself a tray, or did you have it from somewhere?
I don't cook. I just walked to the corner.
Yeah, nice.
Hispanics gave me some fried chicken.
Yeah. Point at me like, yeah, some of your people.
Some of your fucking buddies. Dude, you pretty much are Astoria, where we're from.
Astoria sounds nice. I would like to live there.
Story's great.
European,
everything. Yeah.
Crammed into one.
All into one.
And then a bunch of comics, right?
Yeah, a lot of comics live in Astoria.
Yeah, you are a cartoon version of where we live.
Yeah, but I'm like embarrassed to even bring up the fact that I'm going to try this diet.
Why?
I don't know. It's like
we're all supportive.
It's like being a fat guy going to the gym. Everybody sees you and they're like, you've never been here.
That's the worst part about January, yeah, February. Yeah.
Oh, the gym
sucks.
Yeah.
I've been going to the gym very lightly the last couple weeks, but I didn't want to go today because
Planet Fitness is
going to
be a nightmare.
Planet Fitness.
Yeah. But as long as you're on the Stairmaster, it's going to be you and
quick trip.
You and Fat Mom.
Just going to the Stairmaster.
Dude, I feel like the gym is much less judgmental than people think it is.
It is.
Especially Planet Fitness.
Everyone's just like, whatever. Yeah, do your thing.
That's the whole commercial.
Yeah. Right.
What do you do?
Gym wise?
Yeah.
Push ups, some planks.
I bet he's hiding. I bet he's like Princel.
No, I don't have abs. I have like a little belly, and I just try not to gain weight. That's like my main goal.
Are you a boozer?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if I'm as much of a boozer as you guys. It seems like I'm among, you know.
Just looking at our faces, here, like, I don't know if I put that on or act like that.
I like drinking a lot and I smoke a lot. So
you smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get into. It's another episode.
Well, I don't know that I would recommend it, but it's.
No, I'm not trying hard enough.
Yeah, do it.
I got. Yeah, you get. You,
you try. Right? Try a lot harder.
I went over to Big J's for the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Last week, and right when I got there, he was smoking a joint, a Big J. Mm-hmm. And.
God.
He was like, "You want to take a hit?" And I felt like, you know, you got to. I didn't want to.
Sure.
I got peer pressured right away. I was like, "Yeah, I'll smoke."
No thanks, Big J. Yeah. I don't really smoke.
So I got high as fuck and just spent the whole first half. It was me, Jay, and Vecchione. I just spent the whole half like, oh, these guys hate me.
Oh, it's a nightmare. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, am I talking too
you're
much?
You're all silent, and then you like say one thing, and you're like, oh, I fucked up. Oh,
yeah, I just
bad.
Bombed on that. Yeah. What the fuck am I doing?
Vec doesn't smoke, though, right? Mm-mm. He's clean.
He does occasionally.
Yeah.
were they like making fun of you, or were they just
No.
Out?
We're friends, but it was like, I was just in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I brought it up, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
That didn't help. So, yeah, weed doesn't agree with me.
Not to be a stoner here, but have you ever tried indica instead of sativa?
I don't know what they are ever.
So sativa is
they
the one that makes
work.
You... So sativa is the one that makes you, like, freak out and be like...
That's a head high.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. I'm
really? And then indica is the one that ostensibly, like, makes you chill out more. And it's a more of body high.
Well, it was funny because when we were smoking, I was right about... I was just about to tell Jay. I was like, I'm fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
This sucks. And he was like... Good weed, huh? You don't even. He was like, honestly, he was like, doesn't make you freak out. And I was like,
damn it.
I'm freaking out about beef freaking out.
You freak out on CBD too. You like try the one that like doesn't even get you high, and you're
No.
Got that shit.
I took CBD.
You like that stuff?
And I was just like, oh, I don't give a fuck about anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's what indica is supposed to do.
I was taking a lot. I took a real. I got it from McCusker.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like he made it.
Yeah.
It was like a crazy concoction. I took it. Somebody crashed into my car. And I walked out and saw my car damaged because it was parked. I was and I just walked out and I was like, eh.
Yeah, wow.
It happens. I got in the car and drove home and I was like,
not you still got attention. The oils in the fridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll break those out if I'm real hungover. They help with that. But
dude, I tried CBD and it didn't do anything for me.
Didn't do anything.
But yeah. maybe McCusker's concoction will do something. I don't know. But
yeah, maybe CBD doesn't do anything. It could just be a placebo effect. But
dude, I get a placebo effect just from talking to McCusker. He's just he's so calming. I feel like I just ate some brownie.
He's very calming.
I'm like, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah, he's absolutely insane. Great kid. Well, I'm glad you're working out.
yeah, sure. Try to. I don't know.
You have any?
I just feel like I'll get really fat if I don't do anything. I'll get neck fat. You know what I mean? Like the neck just.
What do you mean?
and the belly and neck. That'll be yeah.
How you like New York so far?
It took me a while to like living here, but now I do. But it took me. I lived in a couple of shitty apartments where I wasn't really friends with who I lived with and stuff. And
you lived in L.A. for a while, right?
Yeah, that was worse.
God, L.A. fucking sucks.
Yeah,
does it?
It's not that fun.
Yeah, it's fun for a week when you visit. It's I can't imagine
I think it's
being stuck living there.
I think it's fun to live in if you're a sober 35-year-old who meditates.
Yeah, you would offend. You would offend.
I would hate it.
I would, yeah.
Just by looking at people, they would fucking blow a rape whistle.
Yeah.
It is so, I don't know why this, I just a whistle, you know?
Yeah. You would hate the comedy scene unless you did the Comedy Store, which you would like a lot. That's a fun, great place.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't even go to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's sure. The LA of New York.
Right. In terms of the comedy sensibility, I would say it's similar.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Even the fucking guys, never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah, I was
a little too salty
never
for
mind.
The air.
Yeah, I was about to start talking shit on people. Tim Dillon just had that. He posted a thing about a video about funny people don't call out or censor people. Mm. And it was perfectly spot on. Mm-hmm. But the problem with making that statement is then you're saying you're one of the funny people.
Oh, right.
Sure. You know what I mean? So I was like, I agree, but...
Yeah, that's why you just...
People that are like...
And I'm better than...
Yeah. I mean, those people stink. And Louis's bootlegged half hour was phenomenal. You see it?
Yeah. It was an hour.
I only listened to a half hour.
Dude, it was a whole...
Oh, the whole... You heard the whole thing?
Yeah, it was...
I only heard the one clip that everyone's fucking...
No, it was a whole hour at Governor's.
Wow. That was in New York.
It was great.
I thought it was...
Not for you?
It was surreal to listen to. I honestly didn't know how to feel about it. Because I first heard about it with everybody was mad about the one clip with the Parkland kids. And then I was like, all right, well. And then I listened the whole hour, and it was, just weird.
So you went in with a filter.
Yeah, I went
kind
in.
Kind of, yeah.
I went in pre-outrage. Mm, so I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
He's untethered to any fucking restrictions.
Yeah.
He's talking shit.
Well,
he's going to be the best.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I thought is he sounded like when in, 2004, before he was, woke king. And he was doing jokes about sucking his dad's dick and stuff, very much that.
It's not gay. Depends on how close you are.
Very much that vibe, but different context, obviously, because now this is post him being king of comedy.
Yeah.
So it's very, surreal is what was my experience listening to it, and I laughed at some bits, the bit about finding a wheelchair, seeing a wheelchair in a drugstore, like impulse buying one, oh, this will be good for my disability.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Ice cream.
Yeah, it was funny.
French. It came down hard on the French people. Yeah. How did you feel about
But that? He loves the French, though, because they're the ones who are like, oh, Louis, so, so sophisticated. Because they love Roman Polanski and,
They don't have a problem with
No, that. Yeah. That's totally. No, and Aziz went to France and, it's just so funny. That's the all Me right. Too.
Yeah, they're all sexual predators.
Yeah.
I just planned my trip to France in 2020, whenever.
Well, they won't like you yet, but you have to be famous in America and then be disgraced and then go to France.
Honestly, that's my dream career.
You mean paradise?
Yeah, exactly.
That is my career goal, to get really good, get disgraced, go to France. Get bootlegged it.
Drink wine out of a fucking solo cup.
Dude, that is so funny. That
keto diet.
Louis two
dudes asking for chicken thighs.
Louis two rooms are Governor's in Long Island and the French theater. the most glorious Parisian.
I didn't know there was an hour. I really didn't know that. Did you listen to the whole hour?
No, I only listened to a half hour.
Well, also here's the other thing. He didn't release it. Some
Of course.
Some moron just bootlegged it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and,
fucked up.
And like laughed over it the whole time, yeah, and he's like a huge idiot.
Oh, I
got oh yeah, Louis.
Laughing at all the wrong things, dude, seeing the wrong shit.
So annoying.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy that sits in the front row at a show and is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be like, shut the fuck up, but he's supporting you.
He wants
you.
That, yeah.
He's supporting you, so you can't be like.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah, yeah, he kept like saying full sentences after punchline.
Yeah, he would repeat the punchline.
Yeah.
No, he was like an idiot. Genius.
He was an idiot. And it's like stupid that he released it. Like, because then all this did was just make people even more mad at Louis. So then it's like, you know.
Yeah,
and then it's just the headlines were like Louis C.K. comes out with statement about the Parkland.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Like he sat down and was like, I would like to say something.
Yeah. I have a thing.
I know. Yeah.
kids are faggots. Retarded gay faggots. It's amazing.
Well, after one of what Louis does, some joke about getting.
You know, that's my favorite
ass.
Thing you do.
What, Louis?
Yeah. Your Louis's fucking incredible.
I don't know. It's a
retarded
fucking cunt.
Yeah, fucking you're a cunt.
I think he always does a T. You fucking cunt.
Oh, you think he sticks the T?
I think he sticks the T.
Yeah, listen to it again with that.
Yeah.
But well, that's because Jay Moore did it. Jay Moore did it making fun of Louis. Louis and Ricky Gervais came into O&A and acted like they were better than everybody. Because I think they were. And at the time they were. And then Jay Moore called in and bashed Louis. And it's the best thing in the world. You got to hear it.
I feel like
did you do a good impression?
So fucking good. He's like a black faggot retarded baby. Ricky's like, ah!
Dude, I can't get enough of that. I really can't.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You got a couple I love.
Wait.
You got a couple impressions I'm a big fan of.
Yeah?
Your Philly's great.
Oh, Philly, but that just goes, that goes without saying. That's because that's what
Philly,
I used to talk like.
Different from...
He's got a different Philly from everybody in Philly.
Really?
All the Philly comics are like, like, freaking... Yours is... You got a weird like.
it's like a Pesci Philly.
Yeah,
I get Pesci a lot.
Make fun of him with it. I'm a gay French dude.
Yeah, you're fucking. You're the gayest. You're the gayest dude I've seen wearing glasses that aren't mine. Yeah, well, I will fucking kill you, dude. I'll fucking kill you.
Yes.
Oh shit, I love it.
How about those Eagles?
Yeah, the Eagles are real good. Real good.
About the Bears. You can stay in that.
I wasn't sure.
Stay in there.
You were setting me up. Yeah, the Bears, I noticed because I listened to WIP earlier. You know about WIP?
I don't.
You do, because you're from fucking Lower Merion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was listening to NPR.
I know, man.
Oh, NPR. Yeah.
Listen to classical music.
Turn that hat around so I can talk to you like a fucking man. You know what I mean?
How do you feel about this Pirates hat?
Yeah, I'm not even looking at that. You know what I'm saying? All I do, every time I look at your forehead, I turn it into a red B. Yeah, what's all? Yo, shout out Philadelphia Phillies. You guys are going to be number one, not next year, but the year after that. Maybe 3 years total. Who cares?
You've gone pro?
I probably could have gone, but this is exactly how I talked. Dude, that really is so fucking sad. That's the one memory. You're like, yeah, no, I saw you in the green room. You told me you should have went pro.
You weren't the only one though. That's what I remember is that there was like multiple dudes.
Was it me and my brothers?
It was like you and I forget. It was like a friend of yours.
God.
I don't remember who it was.
I mean,
it was great. No, I like felt. I loved it.
No, it wasn't it felt... fucking serious. Stop saying it was serious. I wasn't serious about going pro.
I think my worst.
But if you saw me junior year, and I got a shot from my coach, my head coach.
Coaches always fuck it up. And
always the coach. It's always the coach.
Everybody, I'm not shitting on you, I swear to God. It's so funny. For some reason, baseball, that's the one sport, if somebody failed at it, not failed, you didn't fail.
Yeah.
But if somebody failed at it, they're like, my fucking coach, I hated it, so I quit. It's crazy. It's the one sport you can be like, I could have hit that.
Yeah, guess what? Listen, it's just like entertainment. Someone's going to blame the agent or the manager.
Yeah.
You know? Or the fucking person at Comedy Central.
It's not like football, not a big deal. Where you get the shit beat out of you, and you're like, oh, I shouldn't be out here.
Well, because with baseball, there's like guys that are pros that look unathletic. I mean, not that they are, but they like have like a belly, and they like look like normal dudes.
Yeah,
so you're like, what's
like fucking
difference?
Peyton Manning. That fucking dickhead should be flipping burgers on a grill.
No, baseball, not football.
I know, but I moved on.
Okay.
I moved on.
Okay.
Because every sport has some dildo that looks like they should be doing.
There's a couple quarterbacks that are like that. But it's funny now, like, you hear people that have no idea about football be like, he's fat offensive lineman.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that guy's like 6'7".
Yeah.
It's fast as fuck.
It's just a bunch of refrigerators pushing and pulling each other.
Yeah, but they're like smart and athletic. Oh, see,
they're athletic. They're athletic.
You don't think NFL O linemen are athletic?
I said they're athletic.
They would beat you.
What you just said proves my point.
They would crush you.
Yeah, that's why you put all the giant fucking blocks in front so all the athletic people can do shit around them.
You would lose in a race to every offensive lineman in the NFL.
No.
You would.
Shane, I already told you this.
I believe you would. I know you said you ran like a 4.6 backwards or something.
No, no.
This was probably at the MLB combine.
I think this is our, sorry. Anyway, we don't usually get into sports. I think it was like the second or third episode you talked about running 40s. And I said I could do a 40 backwards under 6, and I did. I fucking did. That's not true.
And it wasn't laser timed. It was
under 8.
Girlfriend timed at the park. So it was very
just
accurate.
Laser accuracy. Yeah.
Wait, Shane, do you think you could beat any professional athletes of any sort in any physical contest?
No.
Like,
no, of course not.
Soccer, professional soccer player, can you do anything better than them?
No.
Really?
Probably not right now. Give me a month on this keto diet. I'll be able to beat the fuck out of Lionel Messi.
I think you beat him up now.
I could probably handle him pretty
hard. Yeah, like an average, you know. Yeah.
He wouldn't stay close to you. He'd run around.
Well, I hate that argument, too. It's like, yeah, he would destroy me in a race.
No, I'd tire you out and then give you a couple
How's
light jabs.
Tire me out? Light am I going to chase him around?
Yes. You just doing this for a while? These guys. Do you know that man runs? It's the average. What's the average for soccer? It's like 13 miles in a match.
No,
the average.
It's probably it's probably a lot.
I think it's like 13 miles. That's not true. It might be 6 or 8. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. The point is they run a lot. So he could
crush me in any form of running.
Around.
If me and him were in a small room, I would beat the fucking hell
out
of him.
He just went like, all he has to do, I know you, your street, he could just go, come here, you fucking mongrel. And then you'd be like, and he would count, all your miles would fucking accumulate.
I'm going to gas after 30 seconds.
Yes.
But I think you
get a couple of good shots.
I think I can lay on him in 30 seconds.
It's quick.
7 to 9.5 miles.
Just like I said.
13. Almost doubled it.
So that's Messi. There's like worse soccer. He's like the best in the world.
He's the best, but he's little. He was a little guy that came to mind. Like Ronaldo would beat the fucking hell out of me.
You think so? I feel
he's
like
soft.
I bet he's.
Matter.
I bet if he walked in here,
he'd be too concerned about like his face. He'd be like, I don't want to.
That is one thing. I do have nothing to lose physically.
Exactly.
I could be like, hit me. I might look better.
You want a headbutt contest?
What I was going to say, this relates to a little, is the worst sports green room experience I ever had was at Laughing Skull in Atlanta. And this girl walks into the green room, and it was right when the men's soccer team lost, the U.S. men's soccer team. And she was like, men's team lost again, but they still get paid more than the women.
Oh, my God.
And I was just sitting there, and every single comic in the green room just looks at their phone. And I was like, I was a little drunk. I was sitting there. I was like, well, that's because they're better at soccer. They're better at soccer than the women. She's like, I don't know about that. I was like, what the fuck? It was like, the worst guy on the men's soccer team would be the best woman in the world. By far.
This is a great...
Not even close.
This is a great argument we have all the time.
Hold on, this gets better. Because then it got to the point where, well, she was like, you don't know that. And I was like, I bet they scrimmaged. In my head, I was like, I bet at one point the U.S. women's soccer team played a men's team. And they did. They played the U.S. men's under-15 team.
Under 15?
Under 15 years old and lost 8-2.
Wow.
15-year-olds.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
When? When did this argument
happen? You'd like look that up?
Yeah, I was like, I knew they played. Yeah. And I was like, the fastest woman on the women's team is slower than probably the fucking coach on the men's team. Like, it's crazy. And then it got into like, well, Ronda Rousey would beat the shit out of you. It's like, what? Yeah.
Yes.
But she would get fucking rocked in the UFC by a guy.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Also, guy collegiate athletes to guy professional athletes would get destroyed.
Murdered. That's
this argument that Duke basketball,
yeah, could
as
be
good
like
as they
the
are,
Suns or whatever.
He would get the worst fucking team. Yeah. The second and third like bench players yeah. would just fucking well, they'd lose by 40.
The second and third bench players were the best college players.
Yes, they have shrines in their hometowns. Yeah. They have gymnasiums named after them, and you'll never hear from them again.
Yeah, basketball.
I'm hard as fuck right now.
Basketball isn't as much of a discrepancy as like football would be. And I remember like back when USC was dominant, they're like, this USC team could probably beat like the Browns. And it was like,
with like Matt Leinart?
Yeah, Matt Leinart.
Yeah.
That, it's like the offensive yeah. and defensive line.
It would get
it'd be horrifying.
Yeah, the front four yeah. would just be demolished.
Yeah, it'd be, yeah anyway.
Did the Browns like win a game this year for the first
Browns
time?
Have, they
Browns
won
are
seven.
Really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good year.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield's out there showing everybody his dick.
Yeah, dude. He broke the record for rookie touchdown passes.
I guarantee Baker Mayfield has a good dick.
Yeah. If he doesn't, he hides it well. He's got that big dick walk.
Yeah, a little slow. I saw you back. I saw you fucking, sit up after
right.
that.
I love what we talked about jerking our dads off because we're real slow to the button.
That was normal stuff, right?
That is very
regular,
standard.
Regular standard stuff.
So you have guys have a gay button when
there is a gay button when things are gay. Here, yeah. I'll give you an example. Pedro, what did you play in high school?
I played freshman year soccer. I didn't even play like I didn't even advance past that.
Oh, we know.
I was like I like pretended to be injured. I was like, oh, my shin hurts. And everyone was like, you loser, fucking. And then yeah,
spazzed out.
No, dude, I just didn't want to hang out with them, man. They were fucking assholes. And then yeah.
Did Lower Merion have a good squad after Kobe?
Yeah. I think we won states my freshman or sophomore year or something. Yeah.
I remember Malvern had a really good team every year.
And my health teacher was Kobe's coach in high school.
Damn. And then he told you about pussies.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He was a huge idiot.
And also taught you how to finger.
He did.
Hell of a resume.
Yeah, firsthand. It was like behind me, like when you're teaching someone pool, you know? Like.
What was the technique he used?
Real aggressive, let's bad one. Yeah,
demonstrate.
Yeah, just a lot of that.
That's what you do. Two up.
Two.
Yeah.
Look how big his hands.
I know
are.
He's got giant
hands. Giant hands. You could be a great baseball. See that you should have been
a great baseball.
Oh, honestly, pitchers and quarterbacks always have giant hands. It's because of the rotation makes it go faster, or dip around a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
This is a sports podcast. I don't know if you knew what you were getting into, but here we are.
How about those Irish?
Sorry for the loss.
I know you're talking about Notre Dame, but
yeah.
The most Irish bar I ever went to was in Queens, and it had a painting of Conor McGregor.
Oh, shit.
A painting.
Oh, they had to paint over that.
How fucking sad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was before Khabib, so I don't know what happened.
After
but,
Khabib?
Yeah.
What about fucking...
Diaz? Well, he at least got revenge.
Big nasty.
But good Lord, Khabib just... Khabib was punching him. He was on the ground because McGregor obviously talked a ton of shit.
Yeah,
Khabib was punching
him. Then Khabib went out and fought his
while he threw a mouthpiece at his
while he was on top of him. He was like, "Now we talk. We talk now." While he was punching him because he was talking all that shit. Pretty embarrassing.
You imagine being that bad?
I mean, that's great. Just, that's like
just taking down the best fighter in the world while
talking shit to him.
Yeah.
God damn.
That was a hard fight to watch. Did you watch the fights this weekend?
I didn't.
Gustafson?
I didn't.
Oh, I watched it.
I did want John Jones to win, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's
I know. I don't follow UFC enough, but I really do appreciate his prowess. Incredible. He's fucking incredible.
He's the best. But yeah. He's, I don't know. He comes off like a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
But the fight before that was Amanda Nunes versus Cyborg.
Cyborg, yeah.
And she just beat the fuck out of her. Nunes just was...
Do you think that was a bigger beating than when Rousey beat or Holly beat Ronda Rousey?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Nunes was landing like... She knocked her out like four times.
Yeah.
In like 30 seconds.
Does it feel...
Look at this. Here it is.
Oh.
These chicks.
Just throwing haymakers. Oh.
Oh,
stop the fight, dude.
Oh, shit.
She just pops right back off, dude.
God.
Yeah, what language is that?
Chicks would destroy me.
Russian.
I want every sport event.
In Russian?
Yeah.
You ever hear fucking Arabs?
Oh, I bet they're fun Arabs, and excited.
Arab
and
soccer calls are yeah. like the they scream. Allah! Allah! After every goal. Allah! It's fucking incredible.
That's beautiful.
There's one, I don't know if it'll be worth watching for anybody watching this, but Mohamed Salah, Egypt versus Congo. I think Congo. To qualify for the World Cup, he hits. They celebrate. They need to score. They get a penalty in like the 90th minute at the end of the game. You know soccer.
Yeah.
You got that.
Heard of it.
Freshman year.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
They get a penalty in the 90th minute, and they celebrate like they won the Super Bowl before they even score the penalty. Whole fucking stadium. Players run on the
That's
field.
Great.
They just scream, Mohamed Salah. Allah. It's fucking sick.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. That's fun to watch.
Yeah. I like Muslim soccer callers.
I mean, you know, this is classic, but Spanish soccer callers are fun.
Yeah, they're Spanish fantastic.
Great,
yeah.
There's a guy named Ray Hudson.
Magisterial.
Absolute magisterial goal.
He's amazing. Yeah,
he's my favorite. He's got calls that are like, you could follow him into a revolving door, and he'd still come out behind you. Absolute magic.
Pure fast class in a glass.
Yeah, dude. Incredible.
It's, kept them in the game.
Yeah.
Kept them denying Varela and Maxi
Jesus
to
Christ.
Keep the score level and keep the goals down.
Oh my God.
And that allowed Real Madrid star players like Sabrias and Rabinho to come in.
Creep.
And that's why you're seeing those beautiful tears of a man whose heart is bursting.
Tom Cruise?
Will you stop talking about tennis players and stupid Hollywood actors, Phil? It's the gladiators out there, man.
The gladiators.
Gladiators.
Spanish soccer players.
Gladiators playing soccer.
Freak.
Yeah, he's...
That's so funny. I love that guy. Incredible. That's great. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Is he Scottish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He scored... There's one... He's like... La Pulga Atomica. That's what he called... Yeah. That's what he calls Lionel Messi. La Pulga Atomica. The atomic flea.
He loves Messi.
And he's like... La Pulga Atomica. The rest of us are like, he's an electron, and the rest of us are protons. And I don't mean to be negative. It's like, holy shit, this guy's incredible.
That's a prepared joke, though.
Oh, yeah, he's got these things written.
Yeah.
He crushes.
Solid, you know?
But,
that's an art form, man, to be a good.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, how
shitty is it when there's a bad commentator? Oh.
Dude, shit on Joe Buck. I don't mind him.
Joe Buck, I'm all right with.
Yeah.
That's like a classic. He's like the Dane Cook of commentators.
Yeah, that's like the hack thing to say. It's like, yeah, he's terrible. Joe Buck rocks.
Yeah.
And every Dallas Cowboy, ex-Dallas Cowboy, is a great commentator.
Romo Witten. You like
Moose Johnson.
You like Aikman? Aikman's been
awesome. I love Aikman.
Really?
Aikman may be top. Yeah.
Wow.
The dude is brilliant.
Wow.
You can't be an NFL. People used to shit on fucking, I mean, how many NFL quarterbacks they would just dump on for being stupid. You can't be an NFL quarterback and be dumb.
I think Marino might be a fucking idiot.
I don't know. I saw a.
He's a fucking psycho.
He's an absolute.
He loved cocaine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's from Miami.
Yeah, he was.
You can't live in Miami for 30 years.
Pittsburgh guy. And the rumor was that the Steelers didn't want to draft him because he was at Pitt. And he had a reputation for getting fucked up. And
really?
We don't know if we want to take him. And Miami was like, we'll take him. It's like, it's the worst place for him to go. It's like, yeah, Miami in the 80s and 90s. Bring him down. See what happens.
You guys ever done cocaine?
I did cocaine 2 days ago.
Hell yeah, dude.
Tommy? Ooh.
Happy New Year.
Tommy did cocaine 2 days ago. But yeah, we're going to cut that out.
That's
part of the resolution.
It's in the keto diet.
You could do
coke and meat.
Cut
meat and coke.
Cocaine out of the broadcast, not cut
I don't give a fuck
out
about
of
that.
Your diet.
I'm going to cut cocaine out of my diet for sure. But if I'm not drinking, I'm not going to do coke.
Can we get a cocaine list too? Let's get a counter.
How many
cocaine
times?
Counter?
Well, I'm zero for 19.
Yeah, you guys.
Technically.
Not technically.
Well, 7 o'clock.
Like 8 in the morning. But,
7 o'clock in the morning is one. If you go one in 2019.
More cocaine.
How much do you like cocaine compared to other drugs you do?
It's better than weed.
Yeah.
I have more fun. Well, again, I'm usually shit-facing at a party, so
sure.
Anytime I do cocaine, it's usually pretty great.
Yeah. Cocaine is Belize, and every other drug is Camden.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
What?
Cocaine.
Is Belize?
Like Belize. A beautiful place, tropical, fun.
Sexy.
Every other drug, even like hot. MDMA or any like...
I did Molly a few times. I like ecstasy.
Yeah.
Mushrooms is cool.
Those are still Camden, though? They're not even like Key West?
Not in contention.
And it was Key West.
If you get the best...
I did ecstasy once and it was...
That was Key West?
It was great.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. If you get really good cocaine, it's better than... I don't know. Depends.
I think it depends on the temperament. Thinking. I don't think I have cocaine temperament. I don't think I would have fun on it.
I don't.
Yeah. I like all the weirder drugs, you know. Shrooms, acid.
Shrooms are great. Good shrooms are good.
Yeah.
You got to be with a squad.
You know what's nice? We're covering all of our topics organically right now. We're just letting Pedro lead.
Hell yeah. We're going to talk about all those
sports, yeah. Drugs. Yeah.
We have four
Trinity.
Topics.
Oh, sure.
It is the Trinity or quadrinity.
Jerking off sports and drugs? It's Trinity.
Jerking off sports, drugs.
Another one? No.
It's always jerking off sports and drugs.
Okay.
You count European, Tommy. You did.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You ever seen Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah. Foreigners. Yeah. Racist.
Three whiskeys. Racism. Yeah, I guess you could toss racism in. He's very racist. On
That's not true.
Try to, try to jerk the chain.
No one's ever said that.
Jerk the reins back a little on him.
Oh, one other bit that people got mad at Louis about from this new this brand new polished hour he did was he's talking about Asian and black penises.
Oh, I didn't even get to that.
Yeah,
that's like my favorite topic in comedy.
Dude, honestly, I think he was testing that audience at the end. He's like talking about getting fucked in the ass by his best friend and putting lipstick on his asshole. And
did
like,
he get
and
fucked in the ass by his best friend?
No, he's just like, oh,
better not have.
This is a fun prank I played on my...
I'll join the resistance. I found out he got fucked in the ass. Like, you know what?
Is this all? Sucks.
Well, that was funny because that like moron who like taped it and was laughing over everything, he couldn't handle that bit.
Oh, really?
He's like, what? What the fuck?
He's fucking gay.
Dude, literally.
Yeah, he goes, fucking gay.
He literally goes, fucking faggot at the end of that bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So...
What if it was me? I was the guy who bootlegged that Louis set. Yeah, that's really great. Somebody decided to record that and put it on YouTube. What a fucking idiot.
Moron.
God.
I mean, I think it has to be because it sounds like his phone's like on the table
and he's
laughing over it. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I wonder if Louis are all right with it. Getting released and just testing the waters a little.
I have no idea. I feel like it's impossible to know like what he's thinking. I mean, unless you talk to him, but you know.
I would imagine so because I feel like the I don't know, like the trench comics stood up for him, even if they didn't agree with his material. They're like, yeah, this is just the process.
Yeah.
It exposed.
I mean, it is the process. He did a fucking Parkland joke, which that's risky, but
yeah,
he tried. He was trying it out. It's not like
was it a Parkland was just the latest school shooting that they referenced. It was just all school shootings.
I think the line was like, you're not interesting because somebody got shot in your school.
Yeah, right. He's summarizing all of it.
Testifying before Congress.
Right, I understand.
Parkland, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So people just, they specified Parkland. But in all, it's not like, it wasn't just Parkland. My point is he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a shocking like tag at the end, you know. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he's edgy.
Edgy guy. He's an edgy guy, and we're edgy here too.
Speaking of Parkland, how about that Cotton Bowl? That was a bigger tragedy.
Oh God!
The Irish getting butt fucked like that.
I didn't watch it.
I thought you did.
I don't know.
Clemson in the college football playoff.
You in the college football at all?
I watch it sometimes on Saturdays because
accident
for like 13 hours. But
yeah.
You know, I don't really follow any of it.
I let the listeners down.
No, you didn't.
The last two games of the season.
No, your team let
I was over
you and the listeners down.
End the year. That's a fucking shame.
And you were what, 11-0 prior to?
11-0 going into it. Finished 0-2.
You got to be proud with that.
Can I ask what your listener base is like for this? I want to know.
We have no idea.
Pander to.
We have no idea. Yet,
but well, okay. It's compound. So pander to. That guy who bootlegged Louis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's
definitely our listener. That guy definitely listens.
That guy's probably listening right now.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, what the fuck?
He still can't get over that Jew on the right is 6'4". No, but honestly, you should be proud of yourself.
For the 11, yeah. 11 and 2 against the spread is good, but yeah. Really shit the bet on that Notre Dame pick. I was like, take Notre Dame in the over. It's Clemson in the under.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a bad showing. Bad yeah, showing all around.
Fucked up. I went to my parents' house to watch it. I went to watch it with my dad.
What'd your pop do?
We all got fucked. I got a case of Natural Light.
I know what you did. What'd your dad do?
Fucked up. He got fucked up.
What's he picked up?
And I started fighting. That's what happened. My whole family was watching this game. Uh-huh. And then when the wheels started to come off, Notre Dame getting killed, people started to be like, you know what? Fuck you. Yeah. Like looking around the room, be like, yeah, fuck you. Everybody got mad.
Your grandpa went to Notre Dame, right? That's why.
He did. Okay. Yeah. And then so did my cousin.
Okay.
Six and O'Connor were there too, though, right?
Six and O'Connor.
What did they do?
Beezer
just
and
like watching like mommy and daddy fight?
We all just got fucked up. And then I was just depressed.
Yeah.
And then I got over it. We went to the strip club.
Yeah, nice.
Watch the UFC fight at the strip club.
Wow.
Yeah.
The women fighting each other or the men?
Women
fighting?
Were the undercard. And then the main event.
That's like an interesting experience, like watching women fight each other and then dance.
Dance at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, the full
empowerment, too. Yeah.
It was very powerful for women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just giving a stripper $5 to talk to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
we talked about I told her Notre Dame fucking sucks. I told her I was 11-2 against the spread.
She's like, I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry, baby. You can't say spread here.
Yeah. Did the classic fall in love with a stripper.
Did you really?
Yeah, every time. I'm like, this girl, she told me her real name.
Latina.
She likes me. She loves me.
Latina?
Ah, white chick.
Yeah?
She was great. Me and her are in love. Shout out Holly. Holly, if you're watching this.
Fake bombs, real bombs?
Real. Real thick. Yeah. Harrisburg bombs.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Thick meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Keto diet is already hit.
Got those 3 Mile Island tits.
All meat. No carbs. No carbs.
She's from Harrisburg. She didn't move there to strip?
No.
She didn't move to the Mecca?
It's not an elite strip destination.
Mecca.
But yeah, it was, I got a lap dance from her.
Oh, nice.
And she was like, do you want another dance? And in my head, I was like, is this on you? Is this free? Because you like giving me a lap dance?
Yeah.
She was like, no, you have to pay. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. Get the fuck out of here. Thought we had something. Yeah, it was fun.
That's great, man.
That's a way to get over a loss, though.
Yeah, I went to the strip club.
Immediately to a strip club.
Watched Nunes beat the shit out of that lady. Nice. Yeah. No doubt.
I saw Jim Carrey at a strip club in LA once. That was kind of, he was just like hanging out in the corner.
And
then,
God. Like, why was he there?
Strip club?
Just hanging out.
Wow.
A strip club?
Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of like one of those like cool bars with go-go dancers that's like strip club but isn't.
Yeah, like
a tits out?
No. But they had dancing chicks on poles So it was like a hybrid, you know. But he was just hanging out.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Sounds like a rip.
Yeah.
Break out the tits.
Well, it's cheaper than an actual strip club because no one like walks over
it's
you.
Nude.
It's like, yeah. Well, right. And then no one's like, hey, you want. No
yeah,
one's
well,
like,
if you were walking around here with your dick out, you'd be like, give me a buck.
Yeah. Were you at Hooters?
No, it wasn't Hooters. It was a weird name, Jumbo's Clown Room in Hollywood.
So, yeah.
Damn, so that's where Jim Carrey hangs out.
One time.
You heard it here first.
I know, yeah.
Jim Carrey's addicted to strippers.
Sounds like it's his bar.
Maybe he lives nearby. I don't know, dude. It was not in a part of Hollywood that celebrities like would live, but maybe would like go if they want to have a seedy night or
Where'd you live in LA?
I lived a bunch of places, but mostly like, I don't know if this is interesting on the east side.
It is to me.
That's Jumbo's Clown Room.
Oh shit. Yeah. That's a strip joint.
Yeah. It's cool. They play.
This is not happening.
I was just going to say that.
No, that's filmed at Cheetah's.
Oh, Cheetah's.
It's near.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah. But it looks just like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very much the same overall, except Cheetah's, they're naked, and Jumbo's, they're not.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, it's like, Jumbo's is very, all the dancers, like, pick their own songs, so sometimes they get, like, weird, like, Tom Waits songs and shit, and it's very, like, alty and strange.
The strippers in Harrisburg all stripper music just sucks.
Yeah.
They always have the dumbest fucking it's always like, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm dead.
Yeah. Also, like so can you imagine if you, like, agreed with stripper music? I think that's, like, that's a huge red flag.
What's that?
Like, if you agreed with stripper music.
True.
But if you went to a club, you're like, the music here is great.
Great music.
You are fucked.
I think there's dudes that like it. Like, the right? They have to.
It's not. They're not going there for
this. Is real sexual music. It turns me on. It's all fucking garbage.
You haven't listened to Buckcherry until you hear that shit on vinyl, dude. throw down a record.
You see Buckcherry live?
No.
Yeah, they're good, dude.
I haven't had the
pleasure. What would you dance to, Tom?
I'd go 90s R&B, I think. Late 90s R&B, yeah.
What
right in my prime. Early 2000s R&B.
What's your walkout music in the major leagues?
Ooh, great question.
Yeah.
Dynamite question. You mean when
you undoubtedly
when I should have been drafted?
Yeah.
Damn. I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, it's a tough question.
Dang.
I actually have one loaded myself.
Yeah.
Wait, while you pick that, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you guys, if right now, could you compete in like a high school football game? And could you compete in a high school baseball game at your current physical?
High school?
High school.
Absolutely.
Against high schoolers.
Yes, absolutely.
Like high schoolers at the top of their game.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
No? No.
Football's different, though.
Yeah, it's true.
In football, I'd have to change positions.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to go either wide receiver or D-back.
Where were you before?
Quarterback.
Oh.
Yeah, that's you have to throw
more pressure.
It'd be so funny to see a kid line up next to you in football. See that, like, gray beard and be like, what the fuck? Fuck, mister.
Yeah, but he would cower. He would fucking cower.
We're all misters.
Yeah, we're all misters.
I know.
You're not yet.
You don't think so? What am I? You're
27.
A
27.
Young boy.
Yeah.
You know? Supple.
You're a fagot.
Live.
Yeah, dude. You want to.
Is that how you say it in French?
We're men. We're men over here.
Yeah. See.
We can fuck boys.
Nice. Like the Greeks. Like the philosophers of old.
We have a very Greek. We have a very Greek vibe here.
Yeah. That's why we're from Astoria, dude.
From Astoria. Yeah,
we didn't pick Astoria. Astoria picked us.
We philosophy. We fuck boys. Yeah.
We sit here and talk, and then as soon as we leave, we find the nicest boys.
Yeah, that youngest little boys. Fucking oyster hole.
I knew you were going to say something horrible.
What do you mean? Oyster hole?
Yeah, is that button even worth it anyway? Like,
whole show's gay. All show's gay. Welcome back to a gay one.
A fag one.
Fag one. Forgot.
A fairy one.
There it is. Huh?
Yeah, you got it? You got it just
it
now?
It didn't really take me that
just
long.
Hit,
I was like a
just
fairy
hit.
One. Yeah. Like, that doesn't sound right at all.
Just hit.
Yeah, man.
Yo, can I be lame for a second?
Why?
Can I go to the bathroom? I need to go to the bathroom.
We're going
to
wrap up.
Go ahead. Right. You can leave. Pedro, everybody.
Right. Bye, everybody. Are you guys done?
Hi, Pedro.
About, do you have anything to plug? Plug your shitty monthly show that you've never asked me to do.
I have a monthly show that Shane's going to do really soon, you know, in like the next 8 months or something.
Did you get through all those Renaissance painters?
Yeah, exactly. Hucksters at Solas Bar. Next one's January 20th.
January 20th at Hucksters?
No, it's Solas Bar. The name of the show is Hucksters.
Hucksters.
Yeah.
Where's the Solas Bar?
It's in the East Village.
There you go.
I don't know why I'm leaving
it. It's in the East Village? I thought it was in Brooklyn. I thought you were doing a Brooklyn show.
No, it's a Manhattan show, dude. I made it to the big
leagues.
You
have me there.
Yeah, dude. We'll have
you
on.
Doing? Who do you have on this month?
No one you know.
Try to name them.
Megan Strickland.
I'd crush her.
Jenny Hogan.
Bury her. Oh, so you got two chicks already?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
We're
very progressive.
The listeners are definitely going to come. They're going to come in droves to this show. Like female comics. That's our favorite. That's
Jared Waters got a dude for you.
Nice. Is he white?
He's black.
Yeah. All right. So you're gay so far.
Talib. Wait, no. He already had him on.
Talib?
The guy named Talib Bob did the last show.
Okay.
But his name's Talib Bob?
Mm-hmm. You're very funny.
Nice.
I'm sure he's funny, but you're booking this like
And then Sam Evans. He's white. He's white.
Oh, no, Sam. Yeah. Sam's a good dude.
He's
great.
Very white. So.
Yeah.
He's very white. Very funny.
I have him close. He's probably...
Yeah. And then another one that I don't remember right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
probably
dude.
A woman or a...
No, I think another white guy.
But is he gay at least?
No, I think he's straight. I think I'm a straight white guy.
You have two straight white guys on this
show? Well, we're also two straight white guys host it.
It's very problematic.
Yeah. I mean, if you count me as a straight white guy.
No, your name's Pedro Salinas.
And I'm very gay, I guess.
And you're gay. Nice. Yeah, go to the bathroom.
Okay, all right.
Hey, nice dude.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, dog.
Wow. You know what? I didn't think we could get a duller guest than
Stop.
Than
he's
Tom Cassidy. But wow, Pedro really came in here and fucking bored the shit out of me. You know, next week let's get a flamboyant retard like Fidance. Yeah, it was spicy.
Oh, I love Ian. That's why I like Ian, because he can't sit in his own silence because he's so ashamed of himself. Yeah. He just has to start burping or something.
Yeah, Pedro
shit.
A question. I'm like, what? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah.
Man. Anyway, this is our first day back, guys. This is
2019's off to a 2019 hot start.
We're off to counting off our fucking comers.
Counting off comers is good. We got that comers going. That's a good bit. That'll be a reoccurring bit.
Great bit.
You got to remember your crumbs.
I'll remember my crumbs.
It's all on you, Tommy, because you have the most to count, you know. Yeah. All
right. Well, I got to get one of you guys' cell phone numbers so right. I can just text you.
Every time you text me, you just came.
Yeah,
just
that'll
be great. Thanks.
I'll just send I'll send one of these emojis and a rainbow when you count them. You count them yourself. I'm not counting them myself. I'm a fucking host here, dude. I don't count my own crummers. Box guys do that. Anyway. Is that it, Shane? Anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Friday, January 4th, I'll be at the Victoria Freehouse in Philly. So that's this Friday. And come to that. That'll be fun. And yeah, that's it. How about you? Where are you? Oh, yours is a private event.
Yeah, it's a holiday event.
Do you have any? Are you going somewhere this weekend? And just
no, just back in New York to watch the birds.
How about those birds, dude?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Spread on that. Do you have any idea?
I think it's five and a half.
Eagles are going to do it.
They have a great shot.
Do you think Foles is going to lead them to the Super Bowl?
If that happens, I'm telling you, I will get his whole face tattooed on my stomach. Front. I'll go front.
You get a Foles tattoo?
I'm talking shit, but I will get his initials wherever you choose outside of my face, neck,
lower back, Nick Foles,
like the fucking
NF
dolphin, the dolphin.
Yeah, exactly like the dolphin. Pedro's back.
You still going?
Yeah, we're still going, dude. We're talking about where I would hide a fucking sad tattoo.
How good it was to see you.
Oh yeah, were you guys talking shit about me?
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Okay, absolutely.
Find out.
Okay, absolutely. It only costs $70 a month to sign up for this channel. You'll never hear what we said about you.
$850 a year.
Wow. Just for Compound or for?
Just for Compound.
Just for the show.
Amazing.
Compound is.
There's some other good people on this network.
Oh, for sure. This network's great. Yeah. What?
You're nothing.
God damn. That's the second time. Yeah.
Shake it like you got no bones in your body and you was made to be a celebrity. $20,000, no, it's a sin, but if only you show me a